Gentle beings, I never expected to be addressing you in this way, and I find myself barely prepared for it. I greatly regret the need to stand on this platform, but the need has arisen. It will be a need for the shortest period possible, and apart from the temporary leadership of the GA, nothing else will change. I stress that. There is no curfew, no censorship, and none of the other trappings of martial law. Had Chief Omos been taken ill, I would be standing here anyway, and nobody would be panicking. What's happened overnight is no more constitutionally significant than that. I've merely exercised my responsibility as the Supreme Commander to deputize the Chief of State on the advice of the GA Security Services. As soon as the general security situation with the Confederacy is resolved, and I expect that to be within the short term, I'll step down and we'll hold elections for the Chief's office.
There wasn't a single lie in there. There was never any need to lie. She meant every word. There was simply information that the Senate didn't have. And everyone went through life with an incomplete picture of the galaxy anyway. One of the representatives of Kuat signaled to speak.
When you refer to the security services, Admiral, do you mean Alliance Intel or the GAG?
Nyathol wondered if Gisil had engineered the question because it was so perfectly on cue.
I'd like to share some material with you,
she said,
so that you understand where the need to act arose.
It was possibly contempt of court to show the images of Omos's meeting with Gedgen. Evidence like that would prejudice his chance of a fair trial. But she had a shrewd idea that Omos wouldn't be cleared by a jury, return to work with his reputation intact, and sue the GA for wrongful arrest. In his case, the arrest was verdict and sentence in one. She gestured for the images to be projected onto the viewing screen on each delegate's platform. It was gratifying to hear the faint exclamations of surprise as the scene played out, complete with Alliance intel officers. Nyathol displayed a little dignified pain at the moment of betrayal, when Durgedjan discussed how to remove her and Jason from their posts. The silence that followed was perfect.
So you'll understand why I felt I had to take advice from the GAG. Because Alliance Intel's objectivity may have been compromised by attendance at that meeting. And while it's not illegal for two heads of state at war to have discussions, it's unacceptable for them to plan the removal of a Supreme Commander without consulting the Security and Intelligence Council.
She hoped they noted that the chair of that council was sitting at her right hand. It was time for him to do his party piece. So she sat down and let Gisil have the floor.
I've got very little to add, Gisil said, except to say that I'm saddened to come to this. A word about the presence of GA troops on the streets alongside CSF officers. This is simply a precaution, in case the anarchic elements on Coruscant tried to take advantage of the situation. As in any democracy, they have the right to exist and to speak. But if any of them attempt to capitalize on the situation, then the rule of law will be upheld.
Where there is no need for the anarchists to overthrow the government now, is there?
Said the delegate from Harun Kal.
You got there first.
With that in mind,
Nyathol continued,
I intend to ask Colonel Jason Solo to act as Joint Chief of State with me. A matter of checks and balances, so that the temporary power doesn't rest with one person, and one can subject the other to scrutiny.
She let the comment pass. Nobody else picked up on it. Gisil followed her back to her office. She sat down and felt the relief flood her. Next, said Gisil, and poured two cups of caff from the dispenser.
We have a breathing space while the senators panic about their share prices and the Corellian administration flounders like beach daggers.
Reopen the stock exchange,
she said.
I need to see the finance secretary at some point today to arrange for treasury intervention if the market panics again. I'm bringing Alliance Intel under GAG command and assigning Captain Gurdon to that.
Oh, classic,
and I want Omas's office sealed until further notice.
Gisil looked mildly surprised. You're not moving in there?
I'm not, and neither is Jason. It smacks of enthusiasm for power rather than necessary duty. We seal it as it stands, which is best practice in terms of allowing CSF to preserve a potential crime scene.
She tapped the internal comlink code for Senate Building Maintenance into her desk keypad.
And nobody fights over whose chair it is.